Welcome back to JR Morning. It is a Thursday, and you know what that is. It is Therapy Thursday. Time to get on the couch with Dr. Steve Craig of Craig Counseling Services in Bloomfield Hills. Doc, good to see you, sir.
Good morning, guys.
What do you have for us today?
Beth Ann told me on the way in that this one's messy.
Oh,
that was her analysis. Okay. Messy.
Okay.
Doctor, whatever
Uh-oh.
That means.
That's all I got for you guys.
Dr. Steve, I am a single mom working as a nurse, and I need some help getting my 18-year-old son to respect me better. He takes innocent, normal things I do and inappropriately uses them to vent his anger at me. Here's the latest. His room is a total mess, and he has an Xbox that he's had for many years, and he abuses it. It has drink and food stains on it, and he and his friends sin on it. It's dusty, and it lays on the floor getting stepped on. So last week I cleaned it, and I broke it when I sprayed some cleaner in it. Now he's making out like I destroyed his most prized possession. But come on, I wasn't born yesterday. We all know that if something is important to people, they take care of it. And if it isn't important, they mistreat it. For him to suddenly claim this thing he mistreats is so special to him is a perfect example of him just finding things to vent his anger out at me. And I don't need to be treated that way. I think he's angry at his father for leaving us, and he blames us. He denies that, but I know it's true. I told him his mistreatment me over the Xbox incident is the last straw, and I'm sending him to live with his father. That only made him angrier at me because he hates his father, and he says I'm the one disrespectful, not him. And here he is attacking me again. So do I send him to his dad's only to have him hate me more, or do I have him stay and put up with the abuse?
Oh, literally messy.
Oh, messy.
Messy, for real.
Yeah. All right, Lloyd.
You know, before we even got to the part where it said he was angry that his father was leaving, I wanted to know where the father was. I wanted to know if, you know, dad left and he's got an issue with mom. He says he doesn't. I think he may have. And he says he hates his father. You know, I just think he's 18. He's going through all kind of stuff in his head, and I don't think he likes the fact that his mom and dad are not together. But listen, I believe she should send him to dad, because I think dad should, you know, be in a son's life and teach him how to be a man and all that. I'm not saying that a woman can't do it. I just think that the father should do it, and I think she should send him to dad and let dad handle it.
Yeah, this is a tough one.
Messy.
This is a tough one for me. You know, he's 18 years old now. So I don't know that you even really have the ability to send him anywhere, right? He's an adult. You could just say, you got to go, right?
Yeah.
Fine. You don't have to go to dad's, but you can't stay
here. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Send him to Chris's house.
Yeah, right. Well, the mess would really fit in with our lifestyle with a 7 and a 3. I will say it feels like they need to just have like a sit down. Like they need to talk some things through. Because it wasn't like mom destroyed his Xbox on purpose. She was trying to be helpful. It sounds like she's burning the candle on both ends, working hard, trying to take care of her son. It gets difficult, and maybe he needs a little more attention from his parents, right? Again, 18, though, you're an adult. So this is one of those situations where, like, I feel like if they sat down, had a conversation, and she could just go, what's really bothering you? Like, what is it that I'm doing that is so problematic? And then maybe they can come to some sort of agreement, or she can, you know, speak her truth, and they can come to some sort of middle ground here. But, you know, the whole thing about, you know, holding something against her and not wanting to go to dad, I something here just isn't adding up to me.
So let me jump okay. in there, because that, I think this really needs to be, this isn't just send them to dad or do it.
No,
you can't be reactive.
That doesn't
you got to have
anything.
A conversation. But the reason they can't have a conversation is what I would focus on, because there's something gigantic glaring in the middle of this, which is really creating a problem. So she's missing something, and it's damaging. So she is so focused on this statement that if something is important, you treat it well. Remember how she threw that in the middle there?
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
That was her defense. You know, we all know that if it's important to you, you treat it well.
Well, and she was trying to do a nice thing by cleaning up for him.
However, that statement is not true. It's ironic. She's a nurse. Her whole living is based on the fact that people don't treat their bodies very well, which is super important to them. dentists, nutritionists. I mean, half the business is, and we buy cigarettes and sugar food and everything. What's more important than our body? Mm. The world is filled with these platitudes that people use that just really aren't true. That if something is important to you, treat it well. Well, if you think about it, that's not really what happens. So when she throws that out, she's really, that's her defense, but it's empty because he does like the Xbox.
Right. And so much, it sounds like.
So now she just discounted him, but she's not even listening to that anything. I mean, the way she throws that down of here is the fact, this is what it is just pushing him into the ground. That's just a power move of, you know, I know what's going on and you're going to piss him off. Okay. Then she discounts him again. He says he's not mad at not blaming dad. She knows he's wrong there. Then she's going to send him to his dad. I mean, she keeps power moving him, and he's going to get mad. Now, they need to have a conversation. Maybe he shouldn't go to dad's, but they can't have this conversation because she is going into the conversation with the sort of stuff that she's saying in this email.
Okay.
So what we would do is sit in my office, and we'd say, have the conversation, and she'd start saying that, and I'd go, well, this is going nowhere. I would make that whole point of, you're going to start with the fact that, you know, it's if you take care of something, it's important to you, but that's not true. And that they can't have a conversation until she realizes how much damage she's doing unwittingly.
I feel like I'm seeing a trend. When people write into Dr. Steve, like, they're not blameless, ever.
No.
It's everybody else's fault. Hitting me.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's a great point. People come to therapy a lot looking for someone to collude with them.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Uh-huh. Ain't it awful? My kid, my husband, my whatever.
Yeah.
And actually, they're usually true. There is some awful going on.
Right.
But there's always two sides. And I'm not trying to blame her for all of this stuff. I'm just saying there's a blind spot that she has. And when we don't see our own blind spots, it messes everything up.
It seems like that would be an easy fix. Like, if they came into you and had this conversation, you could go, hey, X, Y, and Z, here's what needs to be done. But then it's the work on the back end that would be the most difficult.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because we would talk about the fact of if what you really want is your kid to, as she said in the beginning, be more respectful. And you have to be more respectful of him.
Mm.
And you're not being respectful of him if you're throwing down the gauntlet on these things that, with any thought to, they're really not true.
Right.
So let's start with being respectful to each other, and then you can figure out what to do from here. But if they're not doing that, they can't have that conversation on their own. It'll get worse. Sit in my office and we'll do it.
Dr. Steve, you always bring us the big stuff. This one is a messy one, but I think we solved it. I don't know. Jamie's not here, so, you know, me and Chris did the best we could. Dr. Steve, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it, as always. The House plan, they have voted, and they have opened up the government. And let's talk to a congressman to see how that affects people here in Michigan. Congressman Tim Walberg joins us next at 7:35.